Wake up. Wake up. There you go. How are you feeling? Good? That's excellent, because I have a lot planned today, just for you. What do I mean? Well, do you know what month this is? That's right, December. And do you know why this month is special? True, it's the month of Christmas, but that's not what this is about. Care to take another guess? Really? Are you playing dumb or what? Yes, correct. It means that No Nut November is over for this year. Do you have any idea how depressed I felt after you stopped having sex with me for 30 days straight? Of course you wouldn't. That was incredibly selfish and stupid of you to participate in that meaningless challenge. Like, seriously, what do you have to gain from it? Nothing? Just the satisfaction and bragging rights over having done that challenge? Ugh. Words can't express my frustration at that. No, I'm being serious here. I felt so empty without having your dick in my pussy every 3 days. It always feels so good when you thrust it into me. I miss the positions we always try until we both came at the same time. And I missed it when you spoke dirty words into my ear to make my nipples hard. Oh, and additionally, holding off on sex and masturbation for a long time is not good for you. No, I'm not making this up. I did my research, and it's a fact. Oh yes, I did tie you to the bed. I did say I had lots planned for you today, in bed. I want to drain your balls of all the cum you saved up in the last month or so. You're not going to deny me your cock anymore. I can't stand to be without it for another day. And to make sure of that, I've tied you to the bed. Oh, that's right. You still have clothes on. How about I cut them off? With these scissors here. Crazy? I'm not crazy. I'm just desperate to feel you inside me after a month. All that for a worthless challenge. Now hold still. This is going to take forever. I think I'll rip them off instead. You'll forgive me, right? There we go. All nice and naked for me. Oops. I just noticed. I'm still clothed. I want you to watch me get naked for you. Can you do that? Hey. Look at me. You're going to watch me strip for you. And I don't give a fuck if you want to or not. Just relax and admire the view. Finally. My skin feels free from all that fabric, just as nature intended. And speaking of freedom, your cock is getting huge. It looks like it's as desperate as I am for release. Now you see what I mean about holding off on sex and masturbation being bad? Just look at your cock. It's already gotten hard after seeing me strip naked, and I can see it twitching for my pussy. Why did you leave me hanging for so long, baby? I've missed the way you make me feel so good. I've waited long enough for this. It's time I get my due. You're going to give me a cream pie, baby, right now. I don't care anymore. I'm not just doing this for me, but it's for your own good too. Now shut up and let me fuck you. Ugh. I've missed your dick so fucking much. I don't know how much longer I could go without it. Yes, I needed this so badly. Oh yeah, baby. Oh, I can feel it. You're about to come. No, don't hold back. Give it to me. You've held it back for so long. Now's the time to let it go. Come on, baby. Come. Come for me. Oh. Oh, baby, you came so much for me. That was a lot. You could fill the whole bathtub with your cum for me to bathe in. That felt so good. Done. This isn't like me at all. I was so desperate for sex. I almost thought of leaving you. I confess, I actually thought about cheating on you halfway through the month because you were too focused on that stupid challenge. You weren't caring for my sexual needs. I didn't go through with it because I still love you. It would make me a bitch to have cheated on you. But now you must hate me for doing this to you. I tied you to the bed. I ripped your clothes off and I essentially raped you. Now I'm scared to lose you. You want me to dry my tears? But why? I just did something horrible to you. How could you forgive me so easily? How? What? It actually turns you on? Baby. I'm so happy. I was so worried you would be angry with me. I'm so relieved that you actually liked it. Nothing can describe how worried I was. Let me untie you so you can hold me close. There. Oh. I'm sorry I put you through all that, baby. I really missed how we fucked every day or so. I couldn't take it anymore. Let me ask you something. How did it feel after holding back your cum for a month? Relieved? Me too. I can imagine it felt so good for you. It felt like forever for me. I've got another question. Can we do this again? Not now, but some other time when you're up for it? Yeah, if I'm honest, it did feel so good to have control over you, to dominate you. This has revealed a desire of mine I never thought I had. And I'd like to experiment with you. You want it again? Oh, baby. Sometimes you're full of good surprises. I feel so tired after all that. I just want to rest beside you. Can we? Thank you. I love you, baby.